University Center for Science Outreach, and I want to thank you for downloading this episode of Snacks for the Brain. We're truly grateful for your interest in what we're doing to bring the joy of research and discovery to K-12 students and teachers the whole world over. If you're not in either of these categories, maybe you're just an interesting person who's interested in the world. In any case, welcome. Bi-weekly or so, we'll share some fun, independent, pod-safe music. We'll interview some working research scientists, students, or leading proponents of educational change. And we'll toss in an educational sound-seeing tour or computer tip.
For you, we'll be right here.
At blogs.vanderbilt.edu/S4TheB and at the CSO website at scienceoutreach.org, sharing good brain munchies with you. So listen up, let's get right down to it with episode number
17
of Snacks for the Brain. Snacks for the Brain. Think science is cool? You ain't seen nothing yet. Listen up to the soundtrack from a new promotional video about the School for Science and Math at Vanderbilt.
This is a partnership between Vanderbilt University, the Center for Science Outreach, for 25 students per grade in Nashville Public Schools. And we present them a curriculum that is exciting, engaging, introduce them to scientists at Vanderbilt, do hands-on activities in laboratories, and really work from learning how to ask a good question, which is the foundation of science, to learning how to answer that question and ask the next question.
That's my guess.
So our curriculum here is research-centered, question-centered, and really looks at the real world. They have gone to the Little Harbor River and done a water quality assessment of that river system. This is important information. This isn't just a canned lab in which the kids go out, do something. We already know what the answer is going to be. It's very dynamic. It's understood that we don't have the answer, and they, in fact, are generating the data, analyzing the results, and establishing conclusions based on their own data.
This program is going to help me with my critical thinking skills so that I will have the brain power to become a psychologist.
I think that this could be a model that could revolutionize the way students are learning science.
You know, it's important to have an introduction and a hypothesis. Yeah.
I've seen just how capable they are when you bring their ability together with an opportunity for them to actually act on that ability. And it's a really exciting thing for me to be able to mentor these students and show them the possibilities that are out there.
Instead of a piece of tumor over here, I just added a drop of the extract in the medium, and it worked.
What were some of the side effects that the mice experienced due to the nerve cells in different places?
That's a very good question.
The School for Science and Math is all about our students. Our students are inquisitive and creative, and we learn that any question is a question worth asking. Our students ask so many questions that we have changed our lecture plans in order to answer their questions, and we have done experiments to answer the questions that our students have come up with.
LB plus ampicillin plus a ribose plate will be green, while the ones with just LB and ampicillin and LB only, it'll be alive but not be green. And I think the one with LB and ampicillin, the other LB and ampicillin, I think that one will be dead.
Yeah, were you right?
Well, so far, yes.
This program basically provides the stepping stone for us.
Actually, it's intense for getting a lot of insight into a career that we would be interested in anyway, but this is a really good hands-on activity for us.
so that we can really know that we want to go into it.
Yeah, because when I first started, well, before I even went into the labs, you know, I had the stereotypical image of what a scientist was.
The big gray hair and, like, the sexual...
I still have it.
Like, test tubes. Like,
it really is fun. It's, like, awesome.
And you can tell
you're
Moodle
looking shady.
Really
Moodle is great.
Moodle is really good.
Use Moodle.
Moodle.
One of the most exciting things that I could imagine is to take students who are extremely enthusiastic about science and introduce them to researchers who are enthusiastic about attracting top-notch students to their program.
Between the three instructors, we've come across some very high-tech gear that the students are using.
It's really great to be able to offer them a curriculum that allows them to earn high school honors credit. And not only the academic year, but their summer work from team to independent research projects will also be eligible for honors credit. So through our four-year program, students will earn 7 credits for their MNPS transcript between the 9th and 12th grade.
We're taking this opportunity to actually help high school students with all the knowledge we actually gather from all our experience in the normal, you know, normal day job.
Many people, they don't get to do stuff like this.
I hope this program will open new doors for me and give me opportunities that normally I wouldn't have, and help me in fulfilling my dream in one day becoming a surgeon.
Our first full graduating class goes out into the world as undergraduates. They're going to blow people away.
If we had an ideal world, we would open it up to any student. It's a great program.
Our students are the scientists of the future.
I just believe it's a great start.
I love the School of Science and Math at Vanderbilt.
When they leave this classroom, they're going to become something great.
We're here having a good time, and we think science is the coolest thing in the world.
In the next few years, these kids may have some solutions, even at their age, for the kinds of problems we're dealing with in our world right now. I believe it.
See you soon.
Wow, cool stuff. You can catch the video, I think it may be one of the first videos we've ever posted on Snacks for the Brain, at blogs.vanderbilt.edu/S4TheB. That's the numeral 4. You all know that. Well, thanks for joining us here for episode number 70 of Snacks for the Brain. I'd like to play a little music for you. Last episode, episode 69, we shared a couple of songs from my good friends Ross Falzone and Rocky Alvey. I'd like to repeat that for show number 70. And the first one in this show is going to be from Ross. It's called Low Fat Blues. I think we could use a little blues, don't you? Again, this is Ross Falzone from Radical Heart.
I take vitamin C in the morning, B and D, gala pill and old brand meals to keep my engines clean. I got no salt on the table, all my drinks are sugar. Forget about those chives, but don't forget my chocolate and secret surprise. I got my dirty chip withdrawal, I got cookies on my brain, I got some low fat high fiber. This is a set of
called Zone from a self-produced CD, Radical Heart. Go look for it at rossfelzone.com. Alrighty then, we haven't done a Tech Tip Tuesday in like forever, so I think I'm going to pop one on you. Here it comes. It's
Tech Tip for you.
This Tech Tip Tuesday comes to you by way of the computer tip of the week from completelyfreesoftware.com. Its source is worldstart.com, and we offer it with permission. Do you often wonder where different types of malware stand in comparison to each other? For instance, are Trojans more dangerous than spyware, or is it the other way around? I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time thinking about which one is worse when it comes to the damage it can do to my computer. Well, today, I've got all the answers you've been looking for and more. According to ActiveScan, Panda Security's online scanner, Trojans accounted for 23.70% of all infections found during the month of February 2008. Yikes! On a good note, the same test had been done for the last few months of 2007, and the percentage has decreased since then, but the results are still a little scary. On the other hand, worms came in second for the most active malware in February, and that number jumped from 15% to 17.6%. Adware stayed about the same, clocking in at about 20.71%. Even more, as far as the most active malicious code goes, first on the list is a Trojan called Downloader.mdw, which is designed to infect computers with several different types of malware all at once. Second on the list is a worm called Bagel, B-A-G-L-E.rc, and coming in third is another worm that goes by the name of Lineage.gxd. It's hard to tell where all of these Trojans, worms, etc. come from, but as long as you keep your computer secure, you'll be just fine. You can do that by running all of your scans, antivirus, spyware, etc. on a regular basis. Be safe! That's your Tech Tip Tidbit for episode number 70 of Snacks for the Brain. To complement the blues we had earlier in the show, I'd like to lead you out with a love song. This is from Rocky Alvey, Blackberry Jam, and other fresh ingredients. Rocky is a good friend of mine who's launching his solo songwriting and performing career with this CD, and I hope you'll go looking for it at Muddy Sunshine Records. You can just Google that stuff and you'll be right there. Here's a great song by Rocky called It's Just Me. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. See ya.
It's just me, honey, it's just me. I'm wanting you to know that I am here. I have no magic words to share or trick yours up my sleeve, but I offer all I have, and it's just me. It's just me, honey, it's just me. I'm saying there's no crime in feeling weak. There is room on my broad shoulder you can borrow from my strength. I offer all I have, it's just me. Lay your head upon my chest. Let the rhythm of my beating heart give your soul some rest. Close your eyes and go to sleep. I will stay beside you. It's just me, honey, it's just me. I know that on this day you are lonely. I can't take away your sorrow, but I can help you see. A friend is in this darkness and it's me. Lay your head upon my chest. Let the rhythm of my beating heart give your soul some rest. Close your eyes and go to sleep. A friend is here beside you, and it's just me.